Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone. Once again, here's your host, Gary Stevens.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Gary Stevens. Dan Evans back in our studios. Stefan Vandermolen and Hayden Baker supporting us here. We are inside the DeZwan Windmill at Windmill Island Gardens. Opened up the new season this past Saturday. And if you want to say hi to us, we are broadcasting from the second floor today. Stop on by and say hi. We normally welcome this person in on the fourth Thursday of the month. Tell us what's going on with the Zealand Historical Society. But scheduling has changed her plans. And so she is very gracious enough to join us here at DeZwan Windmill. She is Caitlin Vermaris, the Executive Director of the Zealand Historical Society, on the other side of our table this morning. Caitlin, good morning. Glad you're able to make it up here.
Good morning, Gary.
If you have a question about what's going on at the Zealand Historical Society, we'll take it. 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Before we talk a little bit about what's going on with the society, let me ask for those who are planning to be in the Holland area from May 4th through the 11th, what is there going to be anything special at the Dekkerhuis Museum for visitors that might want to make a trek a little bit east to the museum?
Yeah, so we're going to have our open hours. So we're open Wednesday through Saturday, so you can stop by and tour our museum. We have a lot of exhibits on the history of the Dutch. So if you want more more Dutch things, you'll find a lot of that at the Dekkerhuis Museum. We're also going to have some walking tours ourselves. So after you do your walking tour of Holland, you can come on over and learn about Zealand as well. Those are going to be on May 10, and they require pre-registration. We have a 4 o'clock and a 6 o'clock walking tour.
So that's specifically during the tulip time period.
It is.
But when we get to the rest of the quote-unquote season, because even though, you know, it's 12, you know, that guy's museum is open 12 months a year for the most part, but still, when now that we're getting into the season where we have a lot of guests coming into our area, the Wednesday through Friday, is that going to be all season, or is that going to be, there's going to be some changes?
That is all season. Yep. So those are our normal hours.
Okay. So it's nothing special. Well,
yes.
It's not special for tulip time, but of course it's always special to be at the Dekkerhuis Museum. All right. Let's backtrack for a few moments. Peel back to last Thursday for the fundraiser, an evening with Lynn Austin. How did that go?
That was wonderful. Yeah, we actually sold out, so we filled the room. Lynn Austin, many of you maybe listening have listened to her, but she did a fantastic job. And talking about how her research process for books really highlight the history. So if you've read any of her books, you'll know how historically accurate she is. She talked about how at one point she was writing about a character that was riding a horse, and she realized, I can't do this because I can't describe how to ride a horse. I've never done it. So she described a lot of books in her process for visiting different places and learning the history so that she can be as accurate as possible in her stories.
Because it was a fundraiser, and you said it was sold out. So yeah. It must have been a good time for the Historical Society, because after all, even though memberships are fine, and you know that's the backbone of the society, when you have a fundraiser and you get it sold out, hey, that does help make ends meet.
Well, it technically wasn't a fundraiser; it was just a general program. So the ticket cost covered about the cost of the dinner, but it still was a big success for us.
All right. 616-395-1450. If you have if you have any questions about what's going on at the Dekkerhuis Museum, 616-395-1450. I have a funny feeling. Maybe I'm being overly optimistic, Caitlin. But part of perhaps what could help the Zealand Historical Society and the Dekkerhuis Museum this year is the fact that one of the detours for the reconstruction of Business 196 takes visitors along Chicago Drive and Washington Avenue through Fairview and then back on their way. And while the Dutch Rice Museum is on Main Avenue, mm-hmm. right, you know, basically near Main and State in downtown Zeeland, still more traffic, more possibilities for people to stop by.
Hopefully.
I think that might be a plus.
Hopefully. We'll see. The construction will move in front of the museum in June. So we're preparing for that to have people enter in through our back entrance. So we hope people will still come, as will a lot of businesses in Zeeland. It's a little bit more walking, but still very worth it. So
okay, because I know that the city has put in not a main event, but for the businesses that are going to be affected by the snowmelt installation, mm-hmm. which is what is being done. The eastern part of Maine was taken care of last year. Mm-hmm. The Dutch Rice Museum is part of the western part of Maine,
right.
which will be taken care of this year. So to a certain extent, the Historical Society was getting ready, got the word ahead of time about
right.
getting ready for this.
Yes, we had some heads up. It's currently in the main block of Maine, so to speak. So we're not alone in that, and it'll be really nice once it's done.
Yeah, once it's done. Of course, there's also some clearing out because there's some planned construction at the corner of State and Maine.
Yes, there
is. Literally almost next door to you guys.
Yes, it is. Yep, it is. So yeah, we're all being very affected by construction in all areas with Business I-96.
All right. I'm going to, by the way, if you got a question for Caitlin Vermeer, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. I'm going to relate an experience I had this past Saturday. I had to get into Holland to take care of, shall we say, an extra long Tiger doubleheader and get the Red Wings game against the Maple Leafs. I mean, the Maple Loaves. The Maple Leafs on Saturday night. And so after I took care of that, went back towards home, and my wife, lovely wife Holly, said, "You got to fend for yourself for dinner tonight." So I decided to go to Frank's East.
Uh-huh.
And got a classic Frank's burger on there. But I noticed, and I recall from my time of spending some time over in Frank's Diner as well, that there are some photos of Zeeland's as it looked in the past. Did that come from the Historical Society, or did they have their own and you guys don't have access to those?
The latter. Those were all owned by Frank's. So, so everything you see there was owned by Frank's and put up there. So we don't have access to those.
The reason
so.
Why I say is the fact that it would have been nice if it was like photos from the Historical Society.
Yeah. Well, we have talked about working with them to get scans because, like many of you know, Community Restaurant, when that burned down, they had a similar situation with a lot of photographs from Community on them. And we didn't have them. So once it burned down, they were gone. So,
yeah. That's an interesting lesson to our friends over at Frank's. Don't think that you might not be immune from the flames. We don't want anything bad to happen, but it's nice to have the backup. And I know, don't worry about the Decker Heist Museum going up. It's not going to go up in flames either.
Well, I pray not. But we do try. If the worst happens, we do a lot of digitizing of our collection. So that's part of the reason why we do it as an insurance, so that we at least maintain a digital copy of images if the worst happens and we lose the original. So.
All right. Now, speaking about Community Restaurant, after I had my dinner over at Frank's East, or shall I say I wanted to go so I can get home, but I drove past Community,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, they from looking outside and just driving by, it looked as if they tried to rebuild it pretty much to what it was
yes.
before. Did they rely on you guys for anything on that or not really?
No, they had a lot of the plans themselves, actually. So they did come to us for some pictures for their walls, but like I said, we didn't have anything because they had kept it all. So
They've learned their lesson, I suppose. 616-395-1450 if you have a question for Caitlin Vermeer, 616-395-1450. Let me backtrack to something you mentioned when we were talking about. By the way, sun's out right now. We'll take it. Stay up, Mr. Sun. By the way, we are in the Deswan Windmill, so if you are in the area, stop on by, say hi to us. We're at Windmill Island Gardens, just north of downtown Hallett. Let me backtrack to when you were talking about some of the things that are going on at the museum along with the Tulip Time Festival. I really want to bring this back up about the Historic Zealand Walking Tour. It's dated May 10th. Is that going to be the only time, or are you planning...
Yeah,
based on,
that's a good question.
Based on response, maybe doing this a few more times.
We have scheduled two, and based on response, we will add more tours. So we have two for sure in the books, and if those sell out, we'll add some more.
Okay, $12 member, $15 for non-member. A one-hour guided walking tour with expert guides from the Zealand Historical Society. Caitlin made sure that they, you know, you're getting the best in the business.
You are.
you got the Caitlin Vermeeris seal of approval of these guides about that. And to know more about Zealand, because to a certain extent, some might say, what's so big about Zealand? You know, Holland, yeah, we know about Dr. Van Ralta and the tulips and the stuff like that. What does Zealand, I'm going to be frank with you.
Yeah.
What does Zealand have that you could say that's worth your while to take this tour?
Well, if you like what you hear on the Holland Walking Tour, you'll hear very similar stories with a whole different cast of characters in Zealand. So... Zealand and Holland have very similar stories of settling from Dutch immigration waves. So on this tour, you're going to learn about that. You're going to learn about some of the businessmen and the colors that they have. You're going to learn about a lot of the colors that they brought to Zealand, personalities.
Colorful personalities.
Yes.
More on that in a minute.
And also, if you have been down in Zealand and down central, like I had before I started this position, you might look around and say, why are all these beautiful houses here? So you'll learn a lot about some of the architecture on that street and the people who built it.
Now, the reason why I sort of chuckle a little bit when you talk about these characters, different cast of characters is the term I believe you used. Do we have some interesting characters in Zealand's history that, shall we say, need to put the spotlight on them because they've been overlooked?
Yeah, so one of my favorites, not necessarily because of anything he did, but one of the founders of Zealand, his name is Cornelius Van Loo, and he had a beard about down to his belly button. So he always wins the best beard contest. But he was also an avid prohibitionist and so, yeah, a businessman, so we touched a lot of businesses.
We were going to say he helped the boys with ZZ Top, but then when you said he's a prohibitionist, I don't think ZZ is going to be
quite the opposite
involved.
Yeah.
Not with those boys in Texas, but it is an interesting history, and indeed, the Decker Heights Museum and this walking tour on the 10th. Is there a limit on how many can participate in the walking tour?
Yeah, so just 12 per tour. So if you want to do that, it's very limited spots. So go. You should buy tickets now.
Okay, the reason why I mentioned that is that when we've had some walking tours put up by our friends at the Holland Museum, it is also limited as well. So that's why I wanted to bring that up.
Yes, we want to make sure that the people on the tour have the best experience. So we're limiting it so they can really engage in here.
616-395-1450. If you have a question for Caitlin Vermeer, 616-395-1450. I know we'll talk about this a little bit more in your May visit, but I want to sort of bring this up as sort of get people starting to think about this Farm the Zeal Tractor Show.
Yes.
Tell us about this event coming up on the 22nd.
So this year, our programming theme is agriculture in West Michigan. So we decided to throw a tractor show as part of that theme on June 22nd. So it's going to be a tractor show and more. It's going to be an agricultural festival, really. So there'll be food trucks. There's going to be a lot of family activities related to the history of farming. We are currently trying to add a couple more tractors to this slot. So one of the things at this point that we need is people to enter their tractors into the show.
It's going to be at the Decker Ice Museum off of Main.
It's going to be at First Reformed Church
in
Zeeland.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Because I'm looking at the Cultivating West Michigan. That's at the museum.
The exhibit will be at the museum. Yes.
All right. And my late father-in-law, Mr. Don, was a big tractor man. He loved looking at the big tractors and he would have loved it over at Hudsonville Fair last year when I did the walk down there, and they had the big jobbers down there.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're probably going to be at the field farm, the Zeal to throw too, right?
Yeah, some of them will be.
All right. Website, by the way, zealandhistory.org. Scroll down the front page, and you'll see the Farm the Zeal Tractor Show, and you can register, sign up for updates, enter your tractor.
Yes.
Going to have a competition?
No, nothing official. It'll be more friendly.
Oh, okay. No, shine it up, and, you know, they'll do like they do at the classic car shows they have every Friday night. They park around, they open up the hoods, and everybody walks around and chats.
Yeah. We are going to also have a modern tractor that will be loaned from Greenmark Equipment. So you can do some compare and contrasting on some of the old equipment and what they're using now.
Quick question. I know we probably brought this up before, but I'll bring it up again. Show and Shine. Which is an annual thing in Zeeland.
Yes.
Really, that's their own event. But do they sometimes say, hey, you know, do you have any old Show and Shine photos over at the museum?
Not with Show and Shine. We've done that with Pumpkin Fest recently, actually. We had a lot of Pumpkin Fest photos that we passed along to the city. But you're right, it's all planned by Zeeland Festivals, which is a completely different group than us.
Okay, sometimes they work with, you know, they play nice with you.
We
guys.
Talk, yes.
We've mentioned a program that has already been taking place last week, and we do have the walking tours. There are other programs coming up at the Historical Society. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so we have a new exhibit coming up in June. So it's called Cultivating West Michigan. We just talked about the tractor show that we're doing. This is all part of that theme of agriculture. So the exhibit is going to highlight the history of agriculture in our region, why West Michigan, what was cultivated here, and then also looking at the future. How did agriculture in the past look different than it's going to look in the next 10 to 50 years?
So that exhibit starts when?
That will be up in June.
Okay, so, and then there is some other smaller events later on in the fall coming up along the lines. The reason why I mentioned that is, and this is the sales pitch time, you're looking for our corporate friends to help you out in terms of sponsoring some of these programs.
We are, yes. We launched last year our program sponsorship, so this gave people the opportunity to directly underwrite the cost of our programming. It helps, frankly, make our programming possible. These things take money, and we want to offer free and low-cost programming in the community, but by underwriting a program, you can really make sure that we continue to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's more information, again, zealandhistory.org. And the thing is, with these sponsorships, it enables the society, I would think, to be able to offer memberships at a decent cost where it's not exorbitant so that you don't have to rely on memberships in order to make ends meet.
Right. That's true, because we're all very conscious of how far a dollar goes these days, right? So we are trying to spread out the funding so that it's not just on individual members, because that would really raise the cost of membership.
Let me it's a good time as any to talk about how one can become a member of the Zealand Historical Society and what the benefits they are.
Yeah. So memberships start at $30 for an individual membership, $50 for a family. If you become a member at the $150 level, you get something known as a NARM card. So that's North American Reciprocal Membership. That gets you access to over, I want to say, 1,400 museums across the country. I was just in Florida over spring break, and I went to Milwaukee right before spring break.
That's a little bit of a difference.
There is. I got my Frederick Mayer Garden membership and my Zealand Historical Society membership mixed up. But at the Milwaukee Art Museum, they are NARM member. We saved about $50 in ticket prices with our Historical Society membership. So if you travel a lot, it's really a great deal.
All right. May I ask how many big, those nice big members you have right now?
Yeah, so at that level, we have about 70 members.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I assume that number has gone up very nicely. No, I'm not trying to get Caitlin a big head here, but I would assume that has helped a little bit since you've came on board.
Yeah. As we do more programming and marketing, I think more people become aware of us.
Okay.
Yes.
But the other thing I wanted to bring up while we have a couple of moments here, not only being a member of the Zealand Historical Society, but also helping hands. Helping hands make, mm-hmm. Plentiful hands make light work. And you can certainly, use some more helping hands.
We absolutely could. Volunteer power directly influences how much we can do. For example, we talked about Tulip Time, and we had talked about being open more during Tulip Time, but we don't have the volunteer base to do that. So every time our museum is open, there's a volunteer opening it and sitting at the desk and greeting people. We also have volunteers help with committees and program planning. So like the Lynn Austin program we talked about last week, we had volunteers do all the food serving and setup. So there are a lot of opportunities to make a difference here.
Not only at the Dick Rice Museum, but at the vintage old New Groningen Schoolhouse, which is owned by the Historical Society.
Yes.
Let's put it this way. It can be rented out. It's nice to be rented out, mm-hmm. but you got to have people to take care of it, don't you?
We do. Yes, we do. We have a whole maintenance team that tries to do as much as we can without having to call someone because that all comes back to money, right? Trying to save some money.
indeed. And one final thing, and we've talked about this before, but sometimes I'd like to always bring this back up because people might say, I got something that might be of interest mm-hmm. to the Zealand Historical Society. I grew up in Zealand, and we have some photos, and we have some of these memorabilia. How can people get this memorabilia to the Historical Society for consideration?
So if it's something small, feel free to drop it off during museum hours. If it's something large, or even if you just want to check, you can email our curator, her name is Audrey Rojo, at museum@zealandhistory.org.
museum@zealandhistory.org. Mm-hmm. Notify the museum if you have an artifact of Zealand significance. Keep that in mind.
Right.
You might have an I Like Ike button. But let's say, there might be some Eisenhower supporters in Zealand in 1950s, but that's not Zealand it's got to be something that can be tied in directly.
Something that was owned or used by somebody in Zealand or tells us some part of Zealand's story, yes.
More information about this and other things we've talked about with Caitlin Vermaris is online at zealandhistory.org. Mm-hmm. That is zealandhistory.org. Caitlin, thank you very much for accommodating us here at the Deswan Windmill, and wish you and everyone at the Society well. And if all goes well, we'll talk again in the month of May.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much. Caitlin Vermaris on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. CBS News with Steve Caitlin straight ahead, followed by WHTC News. And then we'll have more from here at the Deswan Windmill. Stop by and say hi. As we'll be with you until 11:25 when Susie Buzo has the Evergreen Commentary Report on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.